WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Today is August 15th, Relaxation Day. Kill the music and give me some beach atmosphere. Nice. Now, how about a drink in a coconut shell with an umbrella in it? I know they're only sound effects, but you gotta do what you gotta do on Relaxation Day. Hey, got any tape of hot chicks in bikinis? That's what I'm talking about. Oh.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
How could it be 5 already?
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a pizza at the pizza place.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Israel refusing to allow Congresswomen Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar from entering the country.
The ban is coming as part of an Israeli law that said basically anyone who is entering the country who encouraged the boycott, divest, sanctions, also known as the BDS movement, would not be allowed entry.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Jerusalem, Congresswoman Tlaib calling the decision a sign of weakness by Israel. A private jet carrying racing legend Dale Earnhardt Jr., his family, and two pilots crashed at an airport in northeast Tennessee. Rescue personnel say everyone on board survived. The Montgomery, Ohio coroner says the Dayton gunman had alcohol and drugs in his system when he was shot and killed by police after a mass shooting that left 9 dead.
Cocaine, alprazolam, and ethanol.
Dr. Ken Harshberger says a bag of cocaine was also found in his body. Alprazolam is a sedative commonly used as an antidepressant. This is Fox News.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I was just looking at the poll numbers for the Dems. Biden 31, Warren 20, Sanders 10. Is that in general or is that New Hampshire where Pepperidge Farm remembers? Sanders down to 10. What's the matter, Bernie? You losing your mojo? All right, this is cute. We have an electrifying moment for you today that's funny. And we did play this morning, so if you heard it already, I apologize. I can't find out what you've heard and what you haven't heard, but it's good the second time around. And this is a dad. His first and older daughter is going on her first date, and he had a little fun with the doorbell cam when the date showed up.
Hello? Hi, how you doing? I'm Jared.
Hello, Jared. This is Pedro. Grace's dad.
Oh, good to talk to you.
Oh, sorry. I can't meet you in person because I'm at work. So at least I get to see your face, but you don't get to see mine.
All right.
Where are you guys going?
I think we're going to go to the Roadhouse and then maybe a movie.
Okay, which movie are you guys going to go see?
Hello?
Hello, my young daughter. What movie are you guys going to go see?
Toy Story.
Okay. Roughly what time are you guys going to be coming home?
Probably before 11.
Oh, I heard 10:30. Okay, that's good.
Works for me.
All right, so just make sure you treat her correctly because that's my first daughter.
You don't have to worry, sir.
All right.
All right.
All right, love you.
All right, bye.
What time are you coming home?
Before 11.
Okay, I heard 10:30 again.
I love that. That is, in a way, I kind of feel sorry for the kid because I've been...
You've been on
teenager.
Both sides of that.
Yeah, when you're picking up a date for the first time and you haven't met the parents, getting greeted like that could be a little freaky. But here's the thing. For all the stupid stuff I did as an adult, when I was a teenager, I was the kind of kid dads would want their daughters to date.
Really?
I was super straight, super nerdy, everything. Mr. High School.
Except for the pipe.
Oh, the pipe. We're not...
I'm sorry.
The pipe is off limits for the moment.
Sorry about that.
The pipe club?
Yeah. The pipe club, yeah.
I still can't believe I wrote that and it got published.
But
it's true. Everybody that read that, I got a lot of comments on that particular column.
Because we all have our own version of the pipe.
It was generally somebody having a little... Because they had a pipe club, too.
Yep.
5:06, we're going to talk to Brandt. Thank goodness we did not have another 800-point drop. In fact, the market rebounded, and there was some good news out there. And we'll, again, run my theory by Brandt that all this screaming about reset, because the Democrats have said, Bill Maher was the first, but they've all said it since, we need a recession so we can get Trump out of there. because they have no economic plan except to destroy it.
Destroy this country.
All these things that have been restored, manufacturing and all the rest, we can't have that. Not in this country. Let's make a nice deal with China where we're literally dependent on them and that very stable regime they have over there. At 7 minutes after 5, we got traffic and weather together, and then Brant's going to join us.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your 5 o'clock rush hour traffic, and boy, it is thick out there on the roadways. Please be careful on the boulevard. We see slowdowns all the way around. It's stop and go at most of the intersections. If you're on the interstates, I-65 doesn't have any issues right now, but I-85 has its customary slowdown around the interchange, so just be careful as you approach the downtown area. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, things look pretty good. There's a pretty big crowd headed towards Wetumpka, so be careful if you're up in that direction. Reinhardt Toyota Service Center is looking for technicians that have ASE certification and at least 3 years' experience. Please call Robert Jones at Reinhardt to apply. 676-3862. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Prattville police say two people have been shot at Newton Park and taken to the hospital with serious injuries. It appears the incident happened inside of a car. A possible third victim was being sought, but police say all victims have now been accounted for. Stay with Alabama News Network for more information as it becomes available. And happening today, ALEA's first of three 2019 trooper classes holding its graduation. The 32 members of Trooper Class 2019A and their loved ones are having a flag ceremony, badge pinning, and commencement featuring ALEA's Trooper Honor Guard. Plus, Lead Academy, Montgomery's first charter school, is holding its ribbon cutting today. The first day for school for ALEA students is Monday, August 19th. And finally, Montgomery's mayoral race just around the corner on August 27th. Tune in to Alabama News Network tonight at 5, 6, and 10 to meet some of those candidates. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. You have to kind of imagine that the air is going to get a little bit better, or at least for a couple of days, with not the extreme humidity levels that we have seen. For tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 72. We should be dry. Tomorrow and Saturday, continued dry with hot days, highs in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not too terrible, not as bad as it was. Then we're back to business as usual on Sunday, hot and humid, mid-90s, scattered hit or miss storms, and a better rain chance on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Get close to me,
oh, baby, it's hot outside.
Stop pulling away.
Baby, it's hot outside.
I wanna cuddle.
I just made a sweat
puddle. Won't you hold me?
I'd rather be in the AC.
Your armpits do look a bit soaked.
I think I'm getting heat stroke.
I guess my mouth is a little dry.
Pretty soon I'm gonna be
well,
fried.
Well, fine, let's go in.
Oh, thank you, woman.
Baby, it's hot outside.
The lyrics in that song remind me of this pretentious ale commercial. And it's one of those Adams. I think it's Adams, whatever it is. And this couple, they're making out, public display of affection, furiously in a sports bar or something.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, it looks actually obscene. It's too much for a commercial.
Yeah.
And she has a couple of these kisses and smacks her lip and says, I could taste your beer. And then from behind comes another guy who says, I want to taste his beer. And I'm thinking, all right, social justice warrior ad agency, what's the story behind that?
Uh-huh.
Because I got news for you. I'm not a drinker, but I wouldn't buy that swill if my life depended on it.
Better believe it.
Let's welcome Mr. Right on the Money, Brent.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management. Good afternoon.
Hey, buddy. How we doing?
I'm still promoting my conspiracy that with all the major news organizations shrieking recession, they're going to talk the weak need right into it.
Well, yeah. You know, so, I hear you, buddy. I hear you loud and clear. I would just say, and remember, you know, yesterday and the last several days, we keep talking about this, and we're talking about all this hysteria. Now, there's no denying you can't ignore the things we've discussed in great detail, bond markets and all
right,
the
rest. Right, of course.
But then, as I've been saying, you know, the U.S. is not showing any signs of a recession anywhere. I mean, we just don't see it.
Wasn't it good news in that regard that helped things turn around a little bit today?
Oh, my goodness. You look at the retail sales numbers that came out today, and they were way ahead of expectations.
Yeah.
I mean, way ahead. Walmart, you know, blows away their numbers.
Wow.
Retail sales way up. And I was watching, you know, Fox Business and CNBC and talking with people. Heck, I even had a really great long conversation with one of my really good buddies up in New York that we've talked about before. And you know, it just doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense. So is the U.S. consumer going to save the whole world? I guess. I don't know. But the way things look in terms of raw data here in the U.S., it's not buckling under. There's nothing that we see. I have a theory about this, though, and this is just kind of my own opinion.
Please.
Well, so all of these negative bond yields that are popping up all over the world, you stop and you think about all the requirements that are on pension funds and institutions who are mandated, you know, to manage money a certain way or within certain sort of parameters or under certain mandates. And one of those has to be negative yielding bonds, you know. So if you're a large pension fund, let's say, or a huge institution, let's use like a bellwether, an insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
That's one. You know, you talk about insurance companies; those are the largest sort of institutions out there. You know, they're not going to sit around with negative yielding bonds in their portfolio. So every time you see other bonds around the world, whether it's corporate bonds in Europe or sovereign bonds in Europe, like Germany, they're going to get rid of those, and they're going to buy treasuries. You know, and so it's like there's this sort of a forced trade going on, and maybe that's what it is, because I just got to tell you, I mean, it's just not adding up. I mean, the U.S. data's not there. You know, maybe this is why the Fed just is so reluctant to want to cave in, but of course, with the dollar doing what it's doing and all the rest, you know, they're going to have to, but I do think... There's a lot. There's probably a lot to that. There really is. One other thing I would say too. I discovered today, and I've done a fair amount of research into this, that you know Germany is most likely about to announce a massive new fiscal stimulus plan, where they're going to start offering bonds for various projects, and we're not talking about little stuff. We're talking about trillions of dollars.
Right.
If that were to happen in sometime in the next week or so, at the same time that you've got the Fed getting a little dovish next week over in Jackson Hole, this whole thing could turn around really, really fast. So, you know, in fact, I've talked to some friends.
I just want to make sure I understood you correctly. The Fed is getting together in Jackson Hole, Wyoming?
Well, it's along with it's sort of like a massive sort of financial consortium, if you will, of some of the biggest and brightest central bankers, portfolio managers, institutional managers. There'll be hundreds of them there.
Right.
And it's about a three-day conference, and usually you'll get sound bites, prepared comments and statements out of all of them, including our own Fed. So if he purposefully and very intentionally starts discussing the reality that they're probably going to cut rates again in September and maybe a second or time rather this year,
right?
Then you're going to see dollar action. You'll see the dollar start to get weaker. I think you'll probably see this yield curve mess start to get straightened out. And if that happens at the same time that Germany starts announcing, a $1 trillion sort of fiscal stimulus type program with issue German bonds.
Yeah, that worked so well for us here. Why wouldn't it?
Yeah. So, that actually kind of the situation with the dollar, though. And I know it's extremely complex for people listening out there, but this is a pretty big deal. You could see the markets really whipsaw and gyrate around on just those two things alone, and you could probably start to see the long end of the Treasury bond market begin to sell back off, yields go back up, and the yield curve not inverted anymore, dollar gets weaker, and you start to see markets react to that in a favorable way. So I know that's a mouthful. We don't have a lot of time to really go in. If we had an hour or two, I could explain it better. But
there's a chair in the studio on Tuesdays. You're welcome to anytime, my friend.
Well, I tell you what we're going to do. I tell you what would be fantastic. This would set up really well. So next Tuesday, I'm going to be in San Diego at a business conference. I go to a lot of these.
Yes.
And I won't be back until Wednesday afternoon, but we can discuss. Of course, I'll be calling in like I do.
Yeah.
But the following Tuesday, we can come in studio and we'll talk about all of these things, including some of the conversations I've had out in San Diego.
Cool.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. I think so. So anyway, it's an interesting. That's for sure.
I got to say this in my own simple way, Brent. I was just glad to see everything calm down a little bit today.
Amen.
I'm seeing in different blogs and other places I respectfully visit some backup on this idea. Look at the way they're pushing this recession narrative. Mm-hmm. Bill Maher was the first to say it. Obviously, he's a very liberal, but a talk guy months ago saying, if it takes a recession to get rid of Trump, then I'm all for it.
God,
how sick is that, that he would want to inflict a recession on the American people to get his way politically? That's crazy. But you know what? My shadow side says I wouldn't put it past him. I can't trust him. That's why when numbers come out today, those Walmart numbers you mentioned, that tells me that they can say what they want, but the American people are going to do what they're going to do, and if it's good, it's good. So we'll take.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. And listen, you just can't deny it. You can't deny the data. I mean, you look at mortgage applications are going back up. You look at home sentiment is really beginning to spike. A lot of the contractor, type derivative plays, if you will, in terms of equities are doing quite well now.
Good.
And it's all because 10-year bond yields have come down, mortgage rates are coming down. The Fed's probably going to cut. I think the yield curve situation straightens itself out. This could work out well in the long run. The trade war with China is certainly an overhang. I think, goodness gracious, even if they could just stop talking and stop the tweeting and do all that, just settle things down and negotiate in the background, even knowing, with everyone knowing we've got a trade war, the market can handle that. We'll deal with it. But it's the back and forth and the shots across the bow that is gyrating markets, and that's become a problem. Of course, then, as we've talked about, the protest in Hong Kong, the hard Brexit, that's a very disruptive type thing to contemplate. And but all in all, man, I'm telling you, the U.S. consumer is quite strong, and it's showing up in all the data. And even U.S. manufacturing hasn't really taken a real hit from what we can tell. So
our mutual friend Morris was telling me at Baumhauer's, interest rates are going to be in great shape for buyers, home buyers.
Good.
So keep that in mind. Brent, we thank you for the time, folks. it's time to start thinking about your future and setting something aside for it. You know, it's money we just don't even think about that we spend on a daily basis, that you really, stuff you really don't need. Even if you just took that, the discipline of that amount of money on a daily basis, a few bucks, set it aside, get it into an account with Brandt and let it grow. You'll become managerial about your money. You have people you can call up and ask questions when you see a day like yesterday in the market. Oh, my God, you know. Because information can fill that space where fear grows. And that's what you don't. You want that out of your life. Life is too short to live it in a state of fear.
Amen.
So start the ball by calling 387-0094 and meet the incredible team at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management and start planning for your future today. Brent, anything big tomorrow? The phone line is always open, man. We'd love to hear from you.
Oh, you know it. You know it. You never know, man. It could just be the most beautiful day and completely uneventful, or all, you know what, breaks loose. Yeah, definitely.
All right. We'll talk tomorrow then. Thanks.
Okay.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It is 5:23 on the roads.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the 5 o'clock hour, and we have a busy Thursday afternoon in traffic, especially on I-85. We have some slowdowns going both northbound and southbound. Northbound, the slowdowns are around the Eastern Boulevard, and then once you get up at Taylor Road, there's a big crowd there. If you are headed southbound, be careful around the interchange. I-65's moving along just fine. We don't see any big delays on the 31s. The boulevard is packed full of traffic. Just watch yourself around the intersections. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin tomorrow. Call 420-4200 today. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Oh, many hours ago on Facebook, I posted a link to billboard.com. Even they are recognizing the uniqueness of 1969.
The year.
And my August magazine column, riverregionboom.com, is called 1969, the year of the earth stood still. And I make mention of the fact that, in my opinion, and I back it up with evidence and names, bands that were still making great new music, Stones, Beatles, new bands that were making great new music, and all the odd stuff in between.
Mm-hmm.
So they put together a list of the top songs of 1969. And I like almost everything on the list.
It was a weird mix, an eclectic mix of music for that year.
Top 40, absolutely. But there's songs in here that only a pretentious music news organization would come up with. But their choice for number one was Time of the Season by the Zombies.
I don't agree with that.
I don't either. It's a good song.
It's a great song.
It has had staying power over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But the best song from that year? No. So we're going to talk a little bit about this when we come back. Cool. You know what else happened in 1969?
No.
Georgia Floors Direct opened.
Ooh.
On the Boulevard.
Been there a while.
And that took some vision. The guy with the vision was Dick McAdam. And he's still here to watch the great success that his idea has been for half a century now at 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home. Georgia Floors Direct has been a flooring destination for half a century now for people who want great and popular styles of flooring. And want it at a wholesale price. And that's the idea. They haven't messed with a great concept. They bring the flooring in straight from the manufacturer. You go in. Jeff Mallinson has put together a team. I call it the Merry Band of Flooriers. And they will help you navigate all those choices in the budget that you're working with. You can also do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers. Then, once you've made your choice, whether it's a single room or you're redoing the whole house, the installers that they have are their people, and they are truly artisans. They are craftspeople who really know how to put flooring in, or tile on a wall, or a marble countertop in your kitchen. Absolutely sensational. Stop by and see them, or visit them on Facebook. They got a great Facebook page with all the information on store location, number, and hours. Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook. Let's see who this is on the phone. Hi.
Hey, Greg. This is Beverly Burdick.
Hey, Beverly, how are you?
I'm good. I use Georgia Direct
back the first of the year, they put a wood door in my living room, and they were awesome.
Yes, they, I tell you, if you're going to put something in your home from them, it's going to go in
right.
with the touch of an artist, and that's what you want.
Right. But I graduated in 1969, so I'm familiar with all of that music, and I love it. It's the best music ever.
I agree. I think that was the zenith of...
Right. So do you have the Boom magazines anywhere in Wetumpka?
They do get up there. I'm just not sure where, because I myself...
Do they have them at...
Adams Drugs might have some.
Adams Drugs. Okay, so is the August issue?
The August issue. Do you have access to online?
I do.
If you go to riverregionboom.com, just click through. I'm in the back of the magazine. That's where they told me to go.
Okay, that'd be great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Okay, that's riverregionboom.com. And 1969, the year the earth stood still. Welcome back, young Joey. You're just in time to join us for a break. We're going to play a little George Carlin. You want me to do the owners, or should I do Save the Planet?
I like the owners, but that's just me.
No, I think right now, given what we're witnessing, the owners, you introduced us to this. It becomes more relevant by the day. So let me do a little Carlin fishing here. Owners, it's in, and it's playing in two.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks. And it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the... They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting by a system that threw them overboard 30 years ago. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. And you know something? They'll get it. They'll get it all from you sooner or later because they own this place. It's a big club and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they use to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich f***ers who don't give a f*** about them. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't give a f*** about you. They don't care about you at all. At all. At all. Yeah. You know? And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on. The fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue that's being jammed up their a*** every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream. Because you have to be asleep to believe it.
And George Carlin put that about 25 years ago.
Mm-hmm. He knew.
And it took Donald Trump. Well, you were the one that, again, and it's got to be said, you were ahead of the curve on all of this. All of this. Well before the 2016 election.
Yeah.
And it's obvious. Look at the efforts the FBI went to make sure that Hillary won that election. They had to have a backup plan.
Yes.
And Trump spoiled everything by winning the damn thing.
I tell you, I think WikiLeaks had a large amount to do with that because they were releasing all of Podesta's emails and a lot of Hillary's stuff, and I think that damaged the Democrats, and I think they were afraid to just outright steal it.
Like you think they're gonna Jeffrey Epstein, Julian Assange?
You know, if I was Trump, I'd bring him over here and let him go, but Trump's not going to do that.
Trump can't do anything without
right now,
the media screaming.
Assange is stuck in the UK still.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to extradite him, what I've been reading, but I don't know that they're going to let him go.
If you're on Twitter or one of my Twitter followers, I urge you to look into a guy named Steve Goddard. We're going to be playing some stuff from his page down the road. I just noticed a tweet from him. I got to find a way to introduce good tweets.
Good tweets?
Good tweets, as opposed to bad tweets.
Yeah, let me.
Or ugly tweets,
nasty tweets,
or androgynous tweets.
Hang on a second.
That tweet reminds me of Goldust from WWF. He wasn't gay; he was androgynous.
That's it. Like an earthworm.
Like Earthworm Jim.
There you go.
Okay, I'm looking to see if this is available in our. I think this is it. See, it sounds like they're singing Tweet.
Still an earworm. It really is.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
We got it.
So is Hang Fire by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah,
you get that in your head, you can't get it out.
That is called Thinking at the Speed of Sound, baby.
You need to.
And I'm making thunder on the radio.
Clip that as a drop. We got to start covering all sorts of crazy tweets, Greg.
That's right. You said it.
Steve is part of RealClimateScience.com, and he's absolutely working endlessly to make people aware that all of this crap they're trying to scare you with is garbage.
Wealth redistribution.
Here's a tweet just 7 minutes ago. On the first day of spring in 1907, it was 100 degrees in Kansas, 99 in Oklahoma, 98 in Nebraska, 93 in Illinois and Missouri. Imagine the mass hysteria if that happened now. Climate scientists would declare 100% certainty that it was previously impossible. The problem is, is that I think the hottest day in Montgomery history is over 100 years ago. What happened? What caused that? He is absolutely right on that. They sell fear.
100 years ago?
And loathing.
What would have caused like a terrible weather event hundreds of years ago?
That kind of heat. The that hottest day in Montgomery history.
Probably sin.
Here's Mr. Jack Wagon.
Mr. Greg, how you doing today?
How are you?
Well, you know, it was funny because I went out to dinner with you at the pizza place, which was fantastic, and thank you for buying my dinner.
My pleasure, man.
And the next day, I ended up in the hospital, but not from that.
Oops. Thanks for sticking that disclaimer in there, because I want to
I had to throw the disclaimer in quick. Yeah, I understand. No, it was a heart issue. But spent a week in the hospital, but the next day, I was in my room, and I was watching the morning show, and you were on there. And I said, hey, I went up to dinner with him last night. The nurse was in the room, and she was laughing. And I said, well, you know, I really, really wish I would have had that pizza for that, you know, in one day of the 7 days, too.
But the food was good.
It was really good, yeah. And they have a 28-inch pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever forget to mention that. That is a huge pizza.
That's the one that's called...
Oh, my God.
That's massive.
Yeah.
The box that comes in can be used for storage after you fast.
I would think so, yeah. You could almost put a small couch in there.
It's the size that makes it
so big. So how are you feeling now, Jack? Are you better? Are you all healthy now?
They gave me a couple more diagnoses, so, I mean, it is what it is. But the flavor was incredible. I don't have any restrictions on my diet, so I'll definitely be back.
That's good.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
You know, one thing about a pizza place is the sauce, and they have really good sauce.
Yes.
That's the base of your pizza. But I will definitely be back, and I thank you again for taking me out to dinner with my wife.
It was my pleasure, my friend. You take care. You know, in Chicago, everybody talks about Uno's, and Dewey's, those are the do the deep dish thing downtown.
Yes.
And it's really tourist pizza. Because everybody, you know, the reputations of these places are so far and wide. But in my opinion, in Chicago, that's far from the best.
What's the best?
In the neighborhoods. And the place I used to go to was called Palermo's. And I loved it. I mean, there was nothing better than one of their fresh pizzas, cheese and sausage. And their sauce... And this is why I like the pizza
That's
place.
That's the key.
I can't say that they're doing this, but their sauce is excellent. And what made Palermo's, I finally asked Mr. Palermo when I went back in 1992 on WLS.
WLS.
Oh, that's you.
Chicago.
I remember you. Yeah. He said, you used to live here in the 70s, right? Yes.
You were in Smoking the Bandit.
They made their own sauce, but the one ingredient they put in that nobody else did was a little brown sugar.
Ooh, a little bit of sweetness.
Just enough, and it was a great, it wasn't like, wow, what's that? It was more like, there's something different about this, and I really like it.
Gotta love it.
So try the pizza place. You heard him talk about the, what is that again?
Oh, my God.
That one.
Yeah.
Huge, huge, huge. All right, it's 5:39. Let's visit with Mr. Balaki.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling with you through the middle of the 5 o'clock hour, and we see some hangups on I-85. We have an accident right at the interchange on the southbound side, so please be careful in that area. If you're headed north on I-85, there's a big slowdown right at the Eastern Boulevard and another one between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. We don't see any accidents. Everybody's moving along fine. Just watch out and slow down. Traffic on the Atlanta Highway is super thick between Eastdale Mall and Taylor Road, and then if you're headed out on Taylor Road, be careful because there is a bunch of folks rolling with you all the way out to Vaughan Road. Let's be careful this afternoon and get home safely. Premier Place Shopping Center can help you make this school year fantastic. Shop Hourglass Optical, It's Fashion, Cato Fashion, T-Mobile, and more. Premier Place in Prattville, another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance. Call the Vance Law Firm locally at 333-3333. Just dial 3 to talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Somebody, you know Dana Duncan, Jacqueline Thomas.
Of course.
Okay. At Baumhauer's last night, somebody made a reference that I thought, wow, that's perfect. Because there's a couple of episodes of Andy Griffith entitled The Fun Girls.
I remember the return of the Fun Girls. Daphne and the other one, yeah.
And this is somebody who loves it when they're in the studio with us and said, they're the fun girls, man. I love it when they're on the show with you. And I really appreciated that. They work in a very serious business. But when they're in the studio and they get away from that, yes, they'll answer questions about divorce and stuff.
Put their hair down and just have fun.
Yeah, it is a really good time. And if, especially for men, while they will represent anybody in need of good representation, if a divorce situation is looming or you've been served, for men facing custody issues and prejudices that go back many, many years in the court system on custody and other items, you need advocates who will represent you with tenacity, who will look out for you every step of the process and fight for every single, you know, so that if you're exiting a marriage, you're exiting with something you can live with. It's traumatic enough. You don't need to put yourself in the middle of a Pier 6 brawl, and you don't need to have one. You just need people that can orchestrate your exit in a dignified way, because you're going to have enough changes to deal with. This is what they do. Dana Delk, Jacqueline Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. 819-4810. Their website is divorceformenalabama.com. I urge you to read the testimonials if you think you might be needing their services. They have done very well. And by the way, as a News Talk listener, you are eligible for a discount on the consultation. That's Delk and Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, 542, news and Rich's forecast.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Samantha Williams. Lead Academy, Montgomery's first charter school, is holding its ribbon cutting today. The first day of school for Lead students is this Monday, August 19th. And Montgomery's mayoral race just around the corner on August 27th. Tune into Alabama News Network tonight at 5, 6, and 10 to meet some of those candidates. Plus, happening today, Aaliyah's first of three 2019 Trooper classes holding its graduation. The 32 members of Trooper Class 2019A and their loved ones are having a flag ceremony, badge pinning, and commencement featuring Aaliyah's Trooper Honor Guard. And finally, Prattville police say two people have been shot at Newton Park and taken to the hospital with serious injuries. It appears the incident happened inside of a car. A possible third victim was being sought, but police say now all victims have been accounted for. Stay with Alabama News Network for more information as it becomes available. I'm Samantha Williams. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You have to kind of imagine that the air is going to get a little bit better, or at least for a couple of days, with not the extreme humidity levels that we have seen. For tonight, overnight low temperature down to about 72. We should be dry. Tomorrow and Saturday, continued dry with hot days, highs in the upper 90s both days, but the humidity levels not too terrible, not as bad as it was. Then we're back to business as usual on Sunday, hot and humid, mid-90s, scattered hit or miss storms, and a better rain chance on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASC Credit Union's free Casasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Well, I've got some good news and some bad news. The good news is the economy is on the up and up, but the bad news is your adjustable rate is on its way up too. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and if you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, listen up. An adjustable rate mortgage provides you with a lower rate and payment at the start, but it fluctuates each adjustment period based on financial reports. The better the economy, the better the financial reports, the higher your adjustable rate. Your low monthly payment could skyrocket overnight. Don't be caught off guard. By refinancing to a fixed rate with Alabama Home Mortgage, you can go to sleep with the peace of mind that your rate will not change, no matter the state of the economy. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get the peace of mind of a fixed rate Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The best things in
hi, folks. Rusty here, and everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This is Zach with Dry County Pond over here in Prattville, Alabama. We've been advertising and Blue Water broadcasting here for a little while, and the results we've been getting are outstanding. If you're looking to do any advertisement, I would highly recommend Blue Water Broadcasting.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's getting a little late in the show, long in the tooth, whatever the old saying that works is, on Happy Hour at 5:48. Ken Mullinax, good afternoon to you.
Hey, big man. You know how to make a fat man smile. You talk about a good pizza. I just had knee replacement surgery on my left knee in Chicago.
I'm so sorry.
I'm going back. Thank you, but I've got a doctor that invented a new process that doesn't cut through nerves, tendons, or ligaments, so it's half as bad, but that's still pretty tough. But anyway, I'm going back September 10th, and I'm there 2 days before my surgery. I just looked up Palermo's, and there's a famous Palermo's on West 63rd Street.
That's the one.
That's the one, because they talk about the sweet sauce.
Yes.
And so, man, I'm gonna check that out. Did you live there for a while, Dan? Excuse me.
I grew up in Chicago and had my first Palermo's in the 70s.
Wow.
And I ate it right until I moved. And then when I went back to work at WLS in 1992, I went to see if they were still around. They had a store on 95th Street. Too, in Oak Lawn, which is the suburb adjacent to Chicago.
No, they mentioned that one too. I was going to ask you. There's one on West 63rd,
you know what?
And one in Oak Lawn. Which one do you like the best? Because I'm going to drive the first 2 days.
It's the same at both.
Same deal.
Yes. Depending on where you're at, Oak Lawn might be more convenient.
Well, I'm at Rush University Hospital. However, I rent a car. And I go all the way up past West 63rd because I discovered we all do pizza, right, Dan, and hot dogs in Chicago. But yeah. I've been going so much, I've now moved into Polish food. Oh, my gosh.
The best.
Oh, my gosh.
The best.
And, the Red Apple Buffet on North Minnesota. Pierogies and stuffed cabbage. And oh, my gosh. Let me tell you. So I'm going that way. So I said, yeah, I'll check it out. And I look at it as my last supper since I go up to have surgery. I sort of am a bad boy for one meal or two. So
man.
So good. The sweet sauce. And you know what? They mentioned, and my Chicago friends, you tell me, native boy, but really, native folks eat more thin than they do those big, thick ones. Am I right or wrong?
They what?
When it comes to pizza, a lot of native Chicagoans seem to really prefer the thin crust.
That's what I said. I called that tourist pizza, unos and dues.
Yeah, and I've done that, you know. But I would eat what the local folks eat. And I'll tell you one thing, and I'll shut up, get off this. When I ate at the Red Apple Buffet, and next time you're there, there are a couple of locations, but North Minnesota, 70% of the people are speaking Polish in there. Tell me that's not a good sign, right?
That is a good sign. I'm surprised, actually. That there's still that, because I heard a lot of that when I lived there. I grew up in a predominantly Polish neighborhood.
Oh, wonderful people and things that go off the chart that are Eastern European and Polish that we don't even know about here. And I lived in D.C. for 20 years and didn't get it even around New York or D.C. But anyway, you got me going. So I'll give you a report sometime in the middle of September about, is the sweet sauce still as sweet as you think it is at Palermo's? Because I'll have a bite for you too, my friend.
I appreciate it. You know what? You tell a story like that and you wonder.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
You never know who's listening. And I'll tell that and I'll say, does anybody care? Is this going to connect with anybody? That little story about Palermo's. And here we go.
I
will be looking forward to that call, believe me.
Hey, well, I'm looking forward to doing the recon on it. You guys be safe and take care. Joey, appreciate it with you too, buddy boy.
Oh, thank
See
you.
Y'all.
Well, that's amazing, Dan, because you lived in D.C. for a while, too.
I think Ken and Dan go way back. He just...
Oh!
Yeah.
I got it. I had a joke.
Sorry.
It's not a joke. It's a true story. You know, my first wife was Polish. Her family, and I love them, and I love them to this day. Wonderful people. And part of the family was still stuck in Warsaw. Hmm. Couldn't get out. Couldn't get to America. And they had to live with the conditions that were there. Very sad. But one day, Mrs. Dulesky, God rest her soul, comes in and she's laughing hysterically. Well, what's so funny? She had just gone to the mailbox. Inside the mailbox was a letter addressed to Mrs. Estelle Dulesky, and the address was their phone number. So the person in Poland wrote the letter, put the name on it, the right name, and then wrote the phone number in instead of the...
How did it get to her house?
We just figured that somebody at the post office went to the trouble to find out what address was connected to the number so it could be delivered and not sent back.
How about that?
And I'll never forget seeing that envelope. We all had a good laugh. It became sort of an internal Polish joke, but that's a true story. Wow. And I tell these
fascinating
stories every afternoon from 3 to 6 right here.
News Talk 93.1 WHD.
All right, let's take a moment to promote what's coming up. Joey Clark Radio Hour tonight.
I feel lonely.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have to. I know it's not all about me, and it's really just my own fault. But
yeah,
you would
be correct on both counts there.
I feel lonely, and a whole generation of people are feeling lonely. So we're gonna talk about that loneliness.
And Terry, I'm clearing the air Saturday night.
We're going to dig deep into Epstein and connect him with Barr and a bunch of other things that we found.
I repeat, folks, he was the first. Not 3 weeks ago, like I was bragging with my Hillary Mimi. We're talking years ago. Terry laid out this whole map. And it's not like we didn't believe you. It was just hard to see how this was all going to unfold. We are no longer as naive as we once were. And that's because of the way Donald Trump has peeled the lid off the deep state that Carlin references in that piece. A quick final word here for a great place, your CBD store. It's the fastest growing segment in the nation ever since the Farm Bill of 2018. But you want to buy the right products from people who know how they can be used and the things, the conditions they can be used to relieve. CBD is found in both industrialized hemp and cannabis. However, the only legal CBD oil is made from industrialized hemp, defined by the Department of Agriculture. So it's all legal. There is either no THC or less than 0.03%. That's the limit. So there's no high in these products, but they are effective. not just on humans for relief from pain, soreness, but they have pet treats with CBD in it. Had a bunch of those shipped to Janelle for Bella. Her dog's getting a little older and kind of arthritic, struggling to get around. Dogs that are anxious when storms erupt and stuff, these products work. Briscoe was walking around on three legs, so we gave him a couple of these dog treats, and he slept, and by the end of the weekend was just fine. So these are absolutely worth looking into. But the way to do it is to go to the CBD store. It's off Minnie Brown Parkway across from the Adams Drugs and Renfro store. And see Marissa and Larry. They know these products inside out. They will not steer you the wrong way. And they can guide you to things that can help you with conditions you're looking to improve. That's your CBD store. 593-0818. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through the rest of the 5 o'clock rush hour, and we still see a problem on I-85 southbound. There is an accident right at the interchange, so be careful in that area. If you're going northbound on 85, we still see another slowdown for you. There's one at Eastern Boulevard and one between Taylor Road and Chantilly Parkway. If you're on the boulevard, traffic's real thick. Just be careful around the intersections. If you're headed out of town on the 31s, we don't see any problems for you this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has dependable late-model used vehicles, but be sure and ask about their duct tape special. Buy this truck and you'll get a free roll of duct tape to hold it together. You're gonna need it. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman. This is David Justice, owner of Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. Those of you who have grandchildren will probably understand what I am about to say. I have six little darlings under 11 years old who live elsewhere. In order to simplify my life and spend more time with them, I am closing my Millbrook location. All floor samples and stock inventory must be liquidated. Every mattress, every bed, every headboard, pillows, bed frames, furniture, it's all got to go. Many items are priced below original wholesale, but there are no holds or layaways and all sales are final. This sale is at Millbrook only, but extra discounts are being taken in Montgomery. Financing and delivery are available. Hurry in for the best selections, but discounts are limited to stock on hand. Cash, checks, and credit cards are welcome. Again, the Montgomery stores are not closing, just my Millbrook location on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, across from the Citgo station. Store hours in Millbrook are 10 to 6, Tuesday through Saturday. Building will be available later this fall. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
All right, big finish.
Show's over, folks.
That's it. Go home, everybody. None of this ever happened.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. President Trump says he's not concerned the trade war with China will have a negative effect on the U.S. economy.
The tariffs, we've taken in close to $60 billion in tariff money.